Well, I don't know what she's talking about, but you're listening to WONY Oneonta Red Dragon Radio.
Dracarys. If you came across a child struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes, their age, the way they speak? Would you recognize a 13-year-old boy who gets into fights at school,
not because he's a boy, but because he's hungry?
Or a 2-year-old girl who cries all night, not because she's sick,
but because she went to bed without enough to eat?
Or maybe a 9-year-old boy who hopes a friend invites him to a sleepover,
not for fun, just so we can have dinner.
Or a 15-year-old girl who goes for walks over lunch,
so her friends won't know she doesn't have anything to eat.
I am the 1 in 7 American children who struggle with hunger. Kids you pass by every day, but never knew were hungry. I am child hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong.
Naughty makes me love to me.
Thirsty like I am, rolling the dice, hopelessly trying to break the ice. Once in a while it makes me realize that I'm still waiting for the day.
Stuart Little Vibes, Stuart Little Vibes. Passions that I need, feelings that I chase. Diamond covered angel, I need a warm embrace. Wanna roast your almonds, wanna give you chase. I don't got no worries, let's go now, make haste. Mama, wanna toast your bread. Climb inside your starlight, I wanna be a friend. Diamond coated angel, I need you to be free. Feeling extra naughty makes me love to me.
Thirsty like I am, rolling the dice, hopelessly trying to break the ice. Once in a while it makes me realize that I'm still waiting for the day. Thirsty like I am, rolling the dice, hopelessly trying to break the ice. Once in a while it makes me realize.
Never leave my side. Know it all by heart, got it memorized. Summer in the park when I close my eyes. We don't have to try, we don't have to try. Stuart Little Vibes, no reason to hide. Knew you once before in another life. See it in the dark when I close my eyes. We don't have to try, we don't have to try.
Trying to break the ice. Once in a while it makes me realize that I'm still waiting for the day. Thirsty like I am, rolling the dice, hopelessly trying to break the ice. Once in a while it makes me realize that I'm still waiting for the day.
My walls come down. I'm suddenly aware of just how it's as simple, it's as simple. side. So why do I need to feel so secure? It's just an illusion. It's not even real. Nothing stays the same. Everything will change. It's just an illusion. Protect and defend. It's just an illusion. And why do I prefer being alone, or only with those who truly see me? It's as if no
time is almost up, so gather what you can. Listen.
Quiet the melody, you're mine.
passion lies. Will he make it home tonight?
macho men to show every emotion available right there, you know, because I've tried 1,000 times, I'm gonna try some more. But I've soared with the eagles and I've slithered with the snakes and I've been everywhere in between. And I'm gonna tell you something right now. One guarantee in life, and that there are no guarantees, yeah.
Getting onto the boat, it's going to be a little bumpy. My name is Caitlin, and I'll be the captain of today's voyage on the whale watching experience. I will also act as your translator. Yes, you heard that right. Your translator. I can speak whale. Ooh, there's one now. Let's take a listen. It's trying to say hi. Look, it's trying to wave at us. Now it's saying, you're listening to WONY Oneonta 90.9 FM Red Dragon Radio. That's kind of random, but all right. Uh-oh. It's lifting its flipper. It's too close to the boat. Oh my god, it's gonna splash! Ugh. Keep it locked.
Welcome to the podcast.
The person you have dialed is not able to receive calls at this.
There is a bookshop.
The Eagle has landed.
Okay, so what's tea? Like, what's happening? Hi, everyone. This is Mars. My name is Mars, and you're tuning into Living on Mars, a show where my name, Mars, the host, I just yap and I play some songs. So hello, everyone. It feels so nice to speak into a microphone and just yap. But like stated, Living on Mars, a show that happens on Thursdays or occasionally 12 to 2, and we just yap. And so honestly, there is a lot to talk about. There's a lot to speak about. But before we do that, I just want to just add a little song in the back. Just a little song in the back. But yeah. Yeah, so the semester is literally over. It's practically over. It's practically done. It's very surprisingly... It surprisingly went by very fast. It sounds so cliche and it sounds really funny, but like I remember just yesterday when I just was complaining about how I thought the spring semester was going to turn out and whatnot. But here we are, and I'm quite surprised. A lot's happened this semester, and I don't even know if I want to get into that right now. I feel like there is a lot to debrief about today. So for those who are tuning in who might be tuning in for the first time or hearing more about who I am or what I'm doing, like I said, I'm a student at Oneonta. I didn't say this before, but I'm going to say I'm a preface this now. Student at Oneonta. I'm a junior, comp sci, and I love audio. I love, what's it called? Podcasting. I love yapping. I love talking. And I also like music here and there, so hence why we are part of Oney, the radio station. And so I'm happy that some of my friends back home are listening. So much joy, so much joy. But yeah, so usually what I do for my show is I just talk and I invite people to talk with me. So if that at any point is something that anyone wants to do, feel free to call in. There is a specific number that the station has that you can call, and then you can dial in and then we can talk on air. But that is not necessary, it is optional. The studio line is 607-436-2711. And let me say it again. Let me say it one more time. 607-436-2711. But yeah, this is going to be my last show for the semester. For those who are keeping up with Wony and the process of me having a show, you would know I have not been active. But nonetheless, I do hope to be more consistent next semester. Additionally, talk a lot about like what's gone through this semester and whatnot. I want to play this song before we start yapping because I have so much to begin with. If you cannot play it, but yeah, in the meantime, we're gonna get into some softer songs, and I wanna play this song as we continue. This is Nothing Even Matters. Let's hear it.
Still there's no place I'd rather rather be. Cause nothing even matters to me. See, nothing even matters. See, nothing even matters to me. Nothing even matters. Nothing even matters.
My identity. I sometimes have a tendency to look at you religiously, baby. Cause nothing even matters to me. Nothing even matters. Nothing even matters to me. Said it don't matter, baby, baby.
Oh. Now you won't find me at no store. I have no time for manicures. You, it's never either. Cause nothing even matters no more. See, nothing, it don't matter. See, nothing even matters no more. Nothing even matters. Nothing even matters.
Now my team has gone and make it to the final four. Just repossess my phone. Nothing even matters no more. Nothing even matters. Nothing even matters. Nothing even matters. Oh, oh, oh.
To me. To me. To me.
Nothing even
matters.
To apologize, me moving really slow and me like changing songs. I just got a new laptop, and logging into like all my accounts again has been super stressful. Also, hence such a big delay on today's show. But yeah, for those who are tuning in again, my name is Mars, and you're tuning into Living on Mars, a show where we yap, and we talk about what's happening on the Earth, or what's happening on the Earth, but what's happening on life on Mars. So yeah, as I was stating earlier, apologies for the delays, like in playing stuff and just having things organized. Having a new laptop is literally like a new baby. And here's why. Literally, I have a box. It's insane. What's happening right now, or what's been happening all morning? I've been trying to reset my old laptop. And to preface, both of the laptops that I own right now are not mine. They are loaner laptops from where I work. My old laptop, which I have to return, needed a reset. I needed to clear the data on that laptop. So I did, which actually resulted in I had to wait so long for everything to be off of this laptop and to reset it. It was taking up a lot of my time this morning. Nonetheless, on my new laptop, I was able to transfer some things like passwords and things related to like login, but it didn't operate properly. And it's just causing a lot of slowness and delays. Nonetheless, today has been a quite eventful morning. When is it not though at Oneonta? I feel like it's pretty often. Life here for many people is just like every day something new, every day something different, in which it's insane. The pace that I'm gonna go back at home in terms of socializing is gonna be way more or less. I like to be social, don't get me wrong, but definitely need time to recharge my battery. Definitely need more time to have or just spend by myself. But yeah, back to what's on the forefront. We're talking here about how our semester's been, and I wanted to plan a official recap with a few folks on what major events went down from day one to now. But honestly, there's no time for that. Literally, a lot of people are leaving. I myself included. I am leaving very soon back home. And also, a lot of people are just very tired. I think whenever somebody asks, and it comes from the right place all the time. Don't get me wrong. People who ask this question comes from a nice place or a right place. But being asked, how are you? How have you been? Come on. We know the answer to this. It's not good. When is it ever good for anybody during finals week? I don't think I know anybody right now that could proudly say, oh my God, yeah, I'm having such a great time. No. I feel like, yeah, it's a unanimous thing for sure. Everyone's going through a lot of stress because of the finals that people are taking. Personally, let's get into what I'm taking. So I have three more finals left. I have my finals for a class called Fundamentals of Management, my pre-calculus final, and my software design and development final. All of them are exams. All of them are in... Wait, let me think about that. Yeah, all of them are in paper. And all of them, no access to any devices. Not that it matters, but I mean, at least for one of them, I really thought I was going to have to, be able to use my device. An online exam, but it's not online. It's pen and paper. So those are my finals. And might I say... Oh my gosh, so much work leads up to having to take a final for a technical course. I'm emphasizing this a lot, not because I don't think it makes my experience really, I don't think I'm any better in any way, just it's so much more to it being in a STEM major, and it sounds so disgusting. I feel like I say that so much, oh my God, as a STEM major, let me stop. But truly though, software design and development, come on, let's be for real. I don't think some of my friends here at Oneonta would enjoy taking a class like that. It sounds ideal, but there's a lot of theory that is in that class that you have to memorize and have to know. And for this final, all of that memorization, it's gotta be on the head for, there's no way to review all these lectures and chapters and slides that we've talked about in class. Nonetheless, it's an upper division class. So prior to software, there are other technical courses, not data structures, but that's a class that I took last semester prior to this one. Technical courses or just programming type of courses that have led me to this course to complain about it now. Honestly, life on Mars is literally just me complaining because that's what I do best. I complain. In all seriousness, I think that this semester, in terms of last semester, has been more manageable. Coursework, I'm talking about my academics. It's been more less of a load and more I know what I have to do. So I just have to be determined and personally set time aside to get that work done, which is hard. So let's get into it. Motivation. Lack of motivation. Around this time, I will say, it's been kind of recent, I might say, but mental health, really be mentaling. Like, it's tough. It's really tough. Like, having to learn how to put personal things aside to, like, temporarily achieve success. That sounds so vague, but I'm, for example, referencing, like, whenever literal things happen in life that, like, can be so difficult to process, nonetheless, our age and, like, time where we're developing as students, but also, like, young adults, like, I think, like, damn, that in itself is hard, but having to learn how to put all of that personal things aside to do good on a, like, a quiz, like, that's just not easy. And I think learning how to do that and learning how to adapt is really such a strong skill that anyone or most people have to learn how to hone in. I mean, in college, like, professors do not care as much as you think. I'm sorry. Like, what's it called? I truly have experienced many examples of this, but I will recall one time where, like, I had to go home for a specific weekend last year around this time, and in hopes of I guess having faith in humanity, I guess, or just having, like, expecting empathy from a person, I don't know, maybe those expectations were too high, but in no manner were any majority, I would say, like, 4 out of the 5 professors that I had showed a true level of empathy and allowed me to perform best in the class that I was in. That's delayed my whole graduation by a little bit than I anticipated, which is very upsetting, I feel, because for those who know me back home or for those who just really gotten to know me, like, I low-key have zero patience, and being in school to me is like something so temporary. Like, I'm graduating next year, which is fine, but it's like, bruh, like, let's get into it. Like, let's just get there. I want to not have to worry about math is all I'm saying, which is true. Whoever wants to worry about, oh my god, I'm so sorry, but, like, logarithmic equations and just learning, like, sine, cosine, tangent. For those who are listening, like, when's the last time y'all have had to work on problems like that, huh? It's exhausting. And my schedule this semester was 9 a.m. That class, every day, 9 a.m. And this is kind of... Actually, I shouldn't say that. I'm not going to say that now. But let's just say that I managed to, like... Oh my god, how do I even phrase this in the appropriate way? Like, for my math class, or not, let's not even say my math class. Let's just say I managed to be late for a whole semester for one of my classes. And if I'm being quite honest, that doesn't say a lot of good things about me. But, you know, it's just difficult. Life literally gets hard. And we're just not going to use that as an excuse, but we're just going to say... Life truly gets hard. I will say, though, that for this class, I would make up for it. And not that I have to come to defense and defend myself. But, yeah, like, not only was it a harsh class, but, like, I was throwing my face and I was asking questions. So, it don't matter. It cancels out in my head. Yeah, so... being where was I going with this? You see, I enter tangents and then, like, never know how to continue or, like, where I left off. School is just rough, man, if I'm being honest, and I am excited to finish, and I hope that, like, I pass the rest of my classes and just excel in the appropriate timeline that I'm hoping. But I will say I had so many expectations for this semester, and I had so many things I wanted to get, like, do and get done, personally and with friends this semester, and it just never came about. And I think, not even low key, like, high key, it's all about, like, setting yourself up for failure sometimes. I think if you follow certain things to the T, it can often lead to like frustrations, and inevitably or sometimes just leads to nothing getting done when you just hyper-focus onto one thing. And that might have played out a lot for this semester. Like when I was going into this semester, I was like, I'm gonna be so involved in this and that and that and this. I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna plan this out. None of it happened. And it's like, it's fine. Like, no stress should be added to that. Another thing about my show, and I will say this for those who might be tuning in listening, I just use this to talk to myself. Like, I just use this to yap and just, like, get things off my chest. And usually it's accepted well. But along those lines, I always talk about this. And I always end up talking about this topic in specific, which is mental health. It's just so prominent in a lot of, I think, my life. And foundationally, me as a person, like, I often find comfort in speaking about wellness, mental health, regardless. Wellness is super important, and that's a topic that I've conversed about a lot. And I feel like it can be read as cliche, but no, we shall not think that is cliche. We should honestly like embrace like talking about it in many settings, in all types of settings, because then how the heck is like us as a society gonna progress? Mental health is like such a prominent thing. Oh my god, I don't want to get into the statistics, but it truly is an ongoing thing, and it just progressively, I don't think we're getting better with our generation and with the access to so much more, like, I guess I'm thinking about like AI and VR. Like, we're gonna get so much more exposure to so many more things. I think this generation is so self-conscious, but also just has a high level of awareness, emotional awareness, and that's so many obvious resources like phones and internet and whatnot. But TBH, like, mental health is only getting worse, and we need to progress. We need to progress as a generation, like as individuals, to have proper mental health. That being said, this morning I had an appointment with, oh my god, me spilling all the tea right now about myself. TBH, yeah, me this morning having like an appointment with a psychiatrist. Why was that so like hopeful? Like, little conversations with little, like, what might seem as minor, like having conversations with people that you just see along the way, you don't know what they're going through. Literally, like, you could be making somebody's day. And I will say that's happened to me, like, a lot. Some people would, like, they would say, like, oh my god, like, hi, and they just stop me for a little chit chat, like, bro, like, you don't even know, but you just made my day sometimes, like, you've literally put me in a better mood. So that being said, literally the next time you see somebody, you should approach them and talk to them. We're going to enter a little quick break, and then we're going to continue yapping about mental health the rest of the semester and play some more songs. So we'll get into that right now after we play this song by Alex G.
Yeah.